With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden is celebrating a prisoner swap that has freed four American hostages. White House correspondent Greg Clugston with that report.
Joined by relatives of the freed Americans in the White House state dining room, the president announced Russia's release of Americans Paul Whelan, Evan Gershkovich, Alsu Kermisheva, and Vladimir Karamurza.
Their brutal ordeal is over, and they're free.
Mr. Biden called the release an incredible relief for the families and a feat of diplomacy. He praised the cooperation of several countries, emphasizing the key role played by Germany. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, Ukrainian military pilots will soon fly advanced F-16 fighter jets in the war with Russia. NATO making its first delivery of the planes to Ukraine.
It's not yet known exactly how many F-16s have been delivered, but until now, Kyiv has had to punch above its weight with a small fleet of Soviet-era planes to combat Russia's invasion. These powerful fighter jets will be a welcome addition too, as they're equipped with a cannon and can carry bombs, rockets and missiles. An unnamed US official has also confirmed the delivery had been completed. F-16s mark another step change in Western support, but it's acknowledged they won't solve all of Ukraine's battlefield problems.
The BBC's James Waterhouse. The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits jumped to its highest level in a year last week, even as the labor market remains broadly healthy. Jobless claims climbed by 14,000 to 249,000. That's according to the Labor Department. And the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to its lowest level since early February, dropping to 6.73% from 6.878% last week. Stocks are digging a deeper hole. The Dow is down over 600 points. This is SRN News. Donald Trump trying to explain a comment he made about Christians in voting.
Trump raised some eyebrows at a recent conservative event when he told Christians that they won't have to vote anymore after he's elected. He went on to say, in 4 years, you don't have to vote again. Interviewed on Fox News this week, Trump claimed that if he's reelected, the country will be fixed after 4 years, and that it would be okay if Christians didn't want to vote anymore because, he said, we will have so much love. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Open Doors USA says China refuses to treat North Korean refugees under the Human Rights Declaration. Instead, Chinese authorities consider the refugees as illegal immigrants who can be repatriated. The ministry says Christians who have been in touch with churches, pastors, or missionaries are among these refugees, and those who are sent back to North Korea face more severe punishment. This is SRN News. A new poll on Democrats.
A new poll from the AP North Center for Public Affairs Research finds that about 8 in 10 Democrats say they would be very or somewhat satisfied with Harris as the party's nominee. A different AP North poll conducted before Biden dropped out of the race found that only about 4 in 10 Democrats were very or somewhat satisfied with Biden as the party's likely nominee. Satisfaction with Harris has risen among key groups that were more tepid about Biden, including Hispanic Americans and younger adults. So even as the Harris campaign has reasons for optimism, they still face challenges with an opponent who is better known by the country and who has a very loyal base of support.
The Atlanta Braves launching Hank Aaron Week with the U.S. Postal Service dedicating a commemorative forever stamp honoring the legendary Major League home run hitter. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.